So one of the items that I want to go over with you, you may be familiar with, you may have at least heard of it in passing. You may have heard mention of the word, the name, the term, and not quite know what it was. Maybe you're not immediately familiar with it, but in a lot of products, it's in a lot of different products. Often breath mints, chewing gum, a lot of sugar-free anything almost, gelatin, jams, sugar-free cookies, sugar-free ketchup, yogurt, many candy bars, instant tea, instant cocoa, and a lot of the instant products like that do contain it. And of course, I am speaking of aspartame. And what I first want to go over is some of the problems here, some of the main ingredients, or actually the only ingredients, three main ingredients. One is aspartic acid is the main part of this chemical makeup, which is the artificial sweetener aspartame. Aspartic acid is a big portion of it, about 40%. And this, along with glutamate, which is, you know, monosodium glutamate, which is MSG, another pretty bad addictive substance that you don't want in your body. But either one of those are part of the few chemicals they refer to as excitotoxins, meaning they excite portions of the brain, excite certain neurons. They actually act as neurotransmitters in the brain, transmitting information from neuron to neuron, and they too much of that, too much access aspartic acid or the glutamate, if I could speak today, too much of that, it actually allows an influx of too much calcium into the cells, and then that influx triggers excessive amounts of free radicals, which then start killing off the cells, thinking they're not supposed to be there and bad, and anyway, it excites your neuron cells in your brain to death, basically, eliminating neurons, which are vital, that you actually need in your brain. And even if that wasn't irreparable damage, even if the brain had a way to repair a lot of that, which it does somewhat, your daily consumption of diet drinks and sodas and candy and gum and artificial sweeteners from other things and your cookies and your sugar-free this and that, it barrages your brain and your body with these chemicals, and they don't really have time to repair. And that's where you see a lot of these diseases and contributing factors to diseases come from in relation to aspartame, sucralose, monosodium glutamate. Sucralose isn't as bad as the other two, of course, but still up there. Now, just looking through here, too, some of the diseases that aspartame has been linked to causing. Now, a lot of this, they say, isn't what you call conclusive, not conclusive evidence towards it. And a lot of the problems with that is that the parts of the brain that they need to be testing and the parts of the body they need to be testing, we actually have a few main differences from the animals they're trying to test it on, such as rats and mice. So they can't tell a lot of the diseases that are coming into play. And that's one of the things that the propaganda websites you'll come across if you do some research yourself. That's one of the things they say, you know, there's been no evidence towards this. This is not true. This is a perfectly safe chemical compound to be putting into your body. It's a great artificial sweetener. It's less calories. But it's not. It's all propaganda. You can, a lot of the diseases here, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, AIDS, Alzheimer's disease, epilepsy, hearing loss, anxiety attacks, depression, all sorts of diseases like this are being linked to it. And the risk as far as those that we actually care about most, as far as infants, children, pregnant women, the elderly, the excitotoxins actually affect them even worse because especially the elderly and some children who are already susceptible either genetically or by a birth defect to these diseases, it affects them even worse because, well, they already have the diseases or the predisposition to develop those diseases. So, you know, children, infants, elderly people are the main people you definitely don't want taking. not that it's any worse as far as them taking it versus a young person taking it, but you do see the effects sooner. And it's... but, and of course the FDA did approve this. Originally they didn't. If I could find the date here, they did turn it down at first. And there's a big controversy over that. You might want to kind of look into and read about the controversy with who was head of the FDA at the time, and a big scandal there, and it's all very suspicious there. But the point is that it is approved now. And just coming back to the aspartame, it's just horrible. Coming back to the aspartic acid, has a lot of the same effects on the body as the glutamic acid. And the FDA even actually reports some effects of aspartame. However, they're not going to, you know, discourage it or disprove or say that any of these are conclusive, but the aspartame-related reactions actually make up, if I remember, over 75% of artificial sweetener reactions to artificial sweeteners, I should say, that the FDA actually takes care of and handles. And as reported by the FDA, they've even reported things such as headaches, nausea, abdominal pain, fatigue, blocking sufficient glucose entry to the brain, basically, sleep problems, vision problems, and again, the anxiety and depression, and even some forms of asthma. One of the main common complaints is memory loss. And this is just ridiculous that this is allowed to be approved, of course. And something else, for instance, here, this is a Dr. Olney. He's a professor in the Department of Psychiatry, School of Medicine, Washington University. This is a neuroscientist and a researcher, one of the foremost authorities on excitotoxins. I'm sorry. And he's, you know, one of the main people who have spoken out against this, aspartic acid, glutamate, and even a few others, such as this Adrian Samuels, they quote, PhD. He's an experimental psychologist in research design. Just all these experts, the list goes on and on, that say, you know, this is ridiculous. We don't agree with this. We don't believe it should be in our foods. And it shouldn't be. And that's just the truth of it. But going on to the next portion, that was aspartic acid. The next is phenylalanine. That's about 50% of aspartame. And it's actually an amino acid. It's normally found in the brain. And also, by the way, just as a side note, I can, if you'd like, just ask me. I can give you a lot of these sources for this, for any of these articles, any of the books, any of the quotes from some of the experts here. Of course, I might consider myself a scientist in the fact that I may follow the scientific method as closely as I can when researching things, but I'm not a scientist in the regard that I specialize in any of these fields that these experts do. And if they're all speaking out against it, and they specialize in the field of, say, excitotoxins, you know that something has to be wrong. But coming back to this phenylalanine, that is an amino acid normally found in the brain. And this is more of a rare disorder, but a lot of people with the genetic disorder, which is phenylketonuria, or PKU, they basically don't metabolize the phenylalanine, which is normally found in your brain. And this leads to high levels of that in the brain, which is often sometimes lethal. It's been shown, along with that ingesting aspartame, especially along with carbohydrates, the mix there, leads to excessive levels of phenylalanine in the brain, even if you don't have the PKU. So if you keep eating, you know, large amounts of aspartame over a long period of time, even without having the disease, the PKU, it's been shown that excessive levels of the phenylalanine in the brain can actually cause levels of serotonin in the brain to decrease. So that leads to those emotional disorders such as depression. And even in human testing, it was shown that the phenylalanine levels of the blood increased significantly in subjects who chronically used aspartame. So that's part of the main cause and effect reaction that's leading to this depression and these depression symptoms. Even a single use of the aspartame raises the phenylalanine levels. So even that's just it's just ridiculous that we would even be ingesting this. Methanol is the third ingredient there that I'd like to get to. This is also known as wood alcohol. It's a poison. This is the main one that, you know, someone says, hey, aspartame's not dangerous, I eat it all the time. Methanol may not be by itself. It is. I mean, it is considered a poison. It's a very small percent of it in aspartame, but so maybe they're considered harmless by the FDA. Of course it is, or else they wouldn't have approved it, supposedly. But the problem is that when free methanol is ingested, the absorption of it into the body is actually sped up considerably, where it's not just a slow release process. And free methanol is actually created from aspartame, from the methanol, the wood alcohol that's in there, when it's heated to just 86 degrees Fahrenheit. So when it's improperly stored, heated, being heated in your body, it heats up considerably. It just takes 86 degrees. And you know what it breaks down into? It breaks down into formic acid and formaldehyde. That is formaldehyde, a deadly neurotoxin. Of course, we all know what formaldehyde is. Many uses, including embalming. So that gum that you're chewing, especially those who like to swallow it with the aspartame in it, most all your gum has it, is turning into formaldehyde, even if it's a small amount, in your body, in your stomach, and then is, you know, soaked in, it is pulled in through your digestive tract, absorbed in your body. It's just ridiculous, because it does form the formaldehyde and the formic acid. Both are toxic, and the EPA assessment, actually they recommend consumption of 7.8 milligrams a day. Unfortunately, as the article I was just reading is informing here, is that even just a liter of aspartame sweetened beverage contains about 56 milligrams of methanol. So that means heavy users of the aspartame-containing products consume as much as 250 milligrams a day of methanol daily, or 32 times that limit. Symptoms from this, of course, ear buzzing, headaches, nausea, numbness, vertigo, chills, misty vision, retinal damage, blindness. And that's just mainly from the methanol poisoning. Formaldehyde's also known carcinogen, causing retinal damage, interferes with your DNA replication, and causing birth defects for all those mothers who think it's okay while they're pregnant to be consuming all the diet drinks, or the gum, or the candies, or the sugar-free cookies, thinking that it's gonna, you know, save them some extra weight there. Just ridiculous. Here was the reference I was looking for. The problem is it was this Dr. Woodrow Monte, M-O-N-T-E, if you'd like to look him up, director of the Food Science and Nutrition Laboratory at Arizona State University, and he is saying he's quoted as saying there's no human or mammalian studies to evaluate the possible mutagenic, teratogenic, or carcinogenic effects of chronic administration of the methyl alcohol. He was actually concerned enough that he filed suit with the FDA, and of course him and a couple other experts have tried that, and it never went through. They always say, no, it's safe, they pass it on. The experts just don't have the funding, of course, or the backing. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, we were trying to kind of go over this when I was speaking about, you know, being informed and trying to stay on top of things, and this is just another one of those things that you ingest it, but you don't know what you're ingesting. This and the monosodium glutamate we'll have to go over separately sometime, because this has already gone on too long, but just think about what you're taking. This is something else to stay informed about. Do some research, even if you don't agree with this completely. For there to be that many experts, I should say, and that much evidence towards it, regardless of if it's conclusive or if the almighty and knowing FDA wants to acknowledge it, there still might be some possibility to it, and that's something to look into, definitely. I mean, there's no lying about the chemical makeup of the product. And even the methyl alcohol, the wood alcohol alone, is enough to turn me off from eating anything or ingesting anything, drinking anything that would contain aspartame. And if you don't notice it yet, I mean, I've avoided it long enough that I can specifically taste it. We got some soda the other day. I didn't check the back accidentally. I was sidetracked, didn't even think about it. Got it home. It was one of those generic brands, Stars and Stripes from one of the Dollar Tree dollar stores. Root beer, I think it was. Doesn't matter. And as soon as I poured a glass and took a sip, I could just taste it. And there's no way to finish that when you're not used to the artificial sweetener anymore. There's no way to finish that drink. It's horrible. Like, it's the diet drinks. It's that metallic, chemical taste. It's just ridiculous. Anyone who's tasted any kind of chemical like that, it's that really is a metallic, bitter taste in your mouth. And you should be able to notice it immediately and then check the back. If you think something's wrong with your drink, by the way, don't just drink it and say, "Oh, it's Dr. Pepper." Look at the back, please, and read it. Read your chips, all your labels. I was recently shown, actually, I think by my brother, he was showing me the other day, every single chip bag in the store, on the back, MSG, MSG. All these substances are chemical makeups of just random crap thrown together. Many of them are neurotoxins, toxic to your brain, toxic to your heart, to your major organs, toxic to your body in general. Not something you should be ingesting. They're all addictive, and half of them help to degenerate your brain, slow you down, sedate you even, in combination with the fluoride that they'd like to stick in all of your water supplies, and they've already mandated in half of them. It's all a combination, of course, to keep you dumb and keep you down. So once again, stay informed, stay on top, do your research, and until I know for sure what I'm ingesting, or that it's been proven completely conclusive, safe, complete evidence towards it, I am not taking any food or drink that has aspartame in it, and I suggest you do the same and raise a fuss about it for those who don't know and who are feeding it to their newborns, to their children, to their elderly that they're taking care of. Get the word out there. Do some research. Come up with some articles. And shove it under the noses of those who don't understand what's going on, because it's bad. And I don't think we should stand for it. It's really not funny. You know, I laugh about some things, but it's not funny. You can chuckle about it to lighten the mood, but it's deadly neurotoxins that they're putting in your food. It's ridiculous. And that's really all I have to say about that. Aspartame, not good. Check out that. Look up that. Sucralose. Mainly check out the methyl, the wood alcohol turning into the formaldehyde. Make sure you check on that. And check on all the foods. Most of the gums you ingest and chew on, I know, have the aspartame in it. Just check on some of your foods. Do some research. If you want any of those sources from any of the articles or books that I got any of that information from, drop me a line. Keep fighting the good fight. Until next time, when I come up with another topic that I deem appropriate enough, or that pisses me off next. Thanks.